Dave and Katie in the morning.
Hello, how's it going?
Hello, Scott. How are you doing today?
I'm still good. How are you guys?
We are fantastic, man. We're looking forward to a big showing at Winter Jam.
Come on, man. We are on weekend number 5, I believe. So we're about probably 18 shows in. It's been incredible. It's been one of the more fun tours we've ever gotten to do, man. The lineup is just chock full of amazing people.
And is that the fun part?
Game changer.
Is that what's making it so fun?
Other artists on this tour are just amazing. Yeah. It's such great people. We've had a really great time. The camaraderie is rich, and yeah, it's been phenomenal. Kind of shocked us in so many great ways.
Well, speaking of that time that you're not on stage, I just had a question. So you're traveling with your big old family, and maybe I'm asking this for Franny Ray, but do you all travel on the same bus?
Oh yeah, absolutely. So really? On our bus, it's the 5 of us who are, I guess, technically in the band. So there's 4 family members and then our great friend Andrew.
Right.
Okay. And then we have 2 amazing women who sing with us, named Lauren and Andriana. So they're on our bus as well.
Oh, good.
And then our tour manager, who we love dearly. And then Franny's other brother is our videographer, so he's on our bus. So there's 9 of us on our bus. And currently, we have a large golden doodle joining us.
Wow.
And what's his or her name?
His name is Cowboy, and he is Franny's and her husband's dog. And I woke up this morning on the bus, and I rolled out of my bunk, and literally Cowboy's nose was 2 inches from mine.
Wake up, Scott.
I said, hey, buddy. And he kind of jumped back and was a little bit scared because it's pitch black in the bunk area.
Oh,
my goodness. Like, what is this in front of my face?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
I think he was more scared than I was.
I was just going to say, that's what it sounds like.
We have the Kingdom with us this morning, and they'll be at Winter Jam coming up on Sunday. Is there someone on the tour that you just kind of got to know a little bit better that you were like maybe even hopeful that I'd get to know this guy a little bit better?
I've got 2 guys, actually.
Okay.
One, I had only met him in passing at a festival a couple of years ago, is Jeremy Camp's guitar player. His name's Toby. And he's just an amazing guy. Jeremy's whole band is incredible. Mm. But then we've known Jeremy for several years because we've written songs together in the past, but not gotten to spend this kind of time with him. And man, he's just an amazing dude. He loves Jesus. He loves people. He's so authentic and
real deal.
And I think it's incredible that after 20 plus years of doing this, he is the same guy with the same vision, same heart. And yeah, man, he's everything you would want someone who's had that kind of success to be. And it's really beautiful.
Yeah, he was the guy I was kind of thinking about, because I've seen that movie about his life, you know, that I Still Believe, and he's been through so much, and he had conquered so much.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I've actually never seen that movie, but getting to know him has made me want to watch it. So
Scott is with us from the band We the Kingdom, part of Winter Jam 2023. It's this Sunday, and you can find out all about it at KXOJ.com. And hang on the line, more with Scott from We the Kingdom coming up. And do they call him Uncle Scott? We'll find out next on KXOJ. Good morning.
You realize that you are an uncle to, was it Martin and Franny Ray? Is that right?
Yep.
And so do they call you Uncle Scott, or they just...
Yeah, what is... Let's call you Scott.
I think that the uncle got dropped maybe 6 years ago. So now I'm just Scott. We were talking about this last night. We get together as a band for 30 minutes every day just to like check in and talk. And then after that, we pray together for 30 minutes. And we were talking about just age. And it's weird, man. When we're doing ministry together and when we're working together, it kind of feels like we're all the same age. So Ed's 11 years older than I am. So I was a teenager when I became an uncle.
Yes.
To Franny and Martin, so they feel more like my brother and sister.
Yeah, okay.
So Ed's your big brother, and then you got the kids. But you guys look great. I mean, I could not tell the big age difference either.
Absolutely.
So tell me about your little kids real quick, Dave. He's got a daughter that's 5 and a grandson that's 5.
Yes.
And so his daughter is...
No way!
Aunt Clara.
That's amazing.
Oh, no, it's so cute.
I do have one friend. I have a friend who's older than his uncle.
that's kind of
what's, I mean, it's close for you.
Yeah, it's right there. It's awesome. They're more like, I mean, I don't think that when he grows up, he's going to be like, hey, Aunt Clara.
Could be Clara.
Yeah. It just seems to kind of have morphed too. When I was a kid, it was Uncle Jesse, Uncle Don. It was always an uncle, but nowadays it's just kind of first name basis.
I have 5 daughters. They're out on the road with their uncle and their cousins, but their cousins are a whole generation ahead of them. So it's
that's great. Really interesting.
It has been a blast to have We the Kingdom on with us this morning. They'll be part of Winter Jam 2023 with Ann Wilson and Jeremy Camp. Austin French, who we also had a chance to speak to earlier this week.
Thank you so much for talking to us today.
Man.
We the Kingdom.
Thank you guys so much.